Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's going on, Dodgers Nation? Doug McCain here. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at DMAC_LA. And welcome to an emergency episode of the Dodgers Nation post-game show. After the Dodgers lose their most frustrating game of the season, they drop another game to the New York Mets. They lose again, a frustrating afternoon at the Ravine. And the Dodgers, they continue to reel today. They lose by a score of 6-4. They're now just one game over 500, sitting at 12-11. And we're going to break down this entire game because I'm telling you, this Dodgers team, they might have some serious issues. I'm not going to go out there and say they're completely overhyped, but they did bet on a lot of guys that might be on the decline of their careers. And we're going to find out what this team is made of. This team was atrocious with bases loaded today. They had so many opportunities. They go 1 for 8 with 6 strikeouts with the bases loaded. They dropped their third straight game. The Dodgers haven't even led in a game since Tuesday. Okay, so this is definitely a team that's spiraling at the moment, and they're definitely really, really looking for some sign of life. I mean, the big three, they got it going. I mean, the big three, they were definitely, the MV3 was back. It was a really, really solid afternoon for Freddie Freeman. That's really the Michelada half full, but we're going to break down this entire game, a quick episode, get you guys ready. The Laker game is tonight. Feeling a little under the weather, but still had to come and jump on for this one. Bullpen is crap. That's from David. Benji says, sell the team. The hell with Roberts, the robot. That's from Jim. Wesley Tom Reason. Season is over. Fire Dave Roberts. Rebuild, says Benji. Yeah, just you got to hope for a quick rebuild, right? Okay, just blow it up. No, okay, that's a little extreme. Okay, this team, they're going to be fine, but they definitely have some serious issues. It's April. Chill out. We'll take time to gel as a team. I'm not so sure it's about gelling as a team. It's more so guys just not being effective in their roles. But we got D-Mac. Let's see. We got D-Mac. You say don't worry about Roberts because he always starts this way in April, but you fail to mention he also ends this year with the first round exit. That's from Elifez10 over on YouTube. Yeah, look, I mean, Dave Roberts, he has it tough right now, right? I mean, he's been dealt a pretty bad hand with bullpen pieces that just haven't been able to get it done. They just haven't been able to go out there and execute. But first thing we're going to start with is do some more comments, and we'll jump right into it. I'm effing tired, man. That's from Hugo Pacheco. Fire take there. Pitching strikes. That's from Jordan. Jinjo Star, we need to take the bad players to OKC. Joe Johnson, very disappointing. I didn't think they would lose at all. Harold Metz, well, that's just unrealistic. We thought they were going to do 162-0 and go 11-0 in the postseason. That's not how baseball works, okay? You're going to lose 1/3 of your games. You're going to win 1/3 of your games, no matter how bad or how good you are. It's the ones in the middle that matter. That, of course, is the great Tommy Lasorda. So that's just unrealistic. But Harold says, Mets pitchers grooved first pitch fastballs all game long, and the Dodgers took them best pitch of the at-bat. Let them be aggressive. Yeah, I do think after seeing what I saw today, after seeing what I've seen for the last couple of weeks from this team, it does feel like there's an organizational and philosophical kind of issue with their approach at the plate during some of these at-bats. And I saw what you saw. I mean, you had opportunities early in counts to jump on and be aggressive, and they were taking those pitches. And that is what they're trained to do, not expand the zone, kind of work the count, and try to raise that pitch count up on pitchers. But unfortunately, sometimes during that bat, you get one meaty, juicy pitch to hit, and a lot of times that is the first pitch of the at-bat. Just ask the Mets and their approach with Yoshinobu Yamamoto yesterday, where they were ambushing his fastball. So I definitely think that's a fire take. I think there's something to that. Diane Alexander says they don't have a team because they don't play together. Michael Carrillo says, LOL, no more, it's early. Yeah, Michael, this happens every year, right? It's only April, then it's only May, then it's only June, then it's only July, then it's only October, right? You can't play that game. I think I asked Dave Roberts this in Korea, and I asked him, said, look, you can't win the World Series in April, but what can you build? What kind of habits can you develop that lead to World Series teams? And he told me, good defense. Right? Well, what happened today? Second consecutive day where Mookie Betts' defense at shortstop, a throwing error, led to a run and made it 6-4. He also told me good play, a great approach at the plate, right? And you're seeing an approach at the plate from these guys that's leading to high strikeout numbers. This team leads all of Major League Baseball with strikeouts with runners in scoring positions. At 63 punchouts in those situations, that's the worst in Major League Baseball. So that tells me they're too many big swings. They're swinging for the fences, too many long swings. You look at today's game, the big story today is their ineptitude with runners in scoring position. The Dodgers go 1-for-8 with 6 punchouts with the bases juiced, and it was just so frustrating to watch because they had so many opportunities with the MV3. Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, and Freddie Freeman, they all reach base in this game 4 times. 4 times! Okay, so we're talking about 12 times they reach base. The Dodgers, they only scored 4 runs on the day, with the big 3 getting on base 12 times. That tells you that if this is the group project, yeah, those are the A students. They're doing all the work. And these other guys, they're not pulling their weight. They are not doing enough at the plate. They're not justifying their roles. And you look at the team as a whole, and they had one hit today with the bases loaded, and that was Freddie Freeman's single in the 6th inning. But in those 8 at-bats total, with the bases loaded, you had 6 strikeouts. You had a big one by Teoscar Hernandez twice. 2 times Teoscar Hernandez, he goes down swinging. James Altman, Andy Páez, Shohei Ohtani had a big strikeout later in the game with the bases loaded, and you saw him walking off. I think he dropped a little mini F-bomb, so I kind of like that. And then Max Muncy. So you look at those strikeouts in those situations, and that just not going to get it done. And on the year, with the bases loaded, the Dodgers are now 3-for-23. That's a 130 batting average with 0 extra base hits and 12 strikeouts with the bases loaded. Look, last time I checked, when you're at the plate with the bases loaded, you see better pitches. You're supposed to put the ball in play. And look, if you have to take an over, if you have to do whatever it takes to get a sack fly to deep right center to score the runner, then you do that. If the infield's back, you got to find a way to put the ball on the ground, on the pull side, whatever you have to do to try to generate some offense, and this team simply is not getting it done. The hitting hasn't been good enough. The approach hasn't been good enough. The bullpen hasn't been good enough. The pitching hasn't been good enough. And quite frankly, this is a slide. This is a slide right now, and I know they're right at the top of the NL West. Who cares? Okay? This team's going to win this division, and it's probably going to be by more than 5 games, but look, do any of you guys wear your NL West Dodgers Division Championship t-shirt or NL West Dodgers Championship hat? No, because you probably don't even buy one because you don't care, okay? This team is World Series or bust, and I just don't like the habits that I'm seeing. It feels like it's more of the same from what we saw in years past. Too many big swings and big spots, too many guys trying to do it all by themselves, and you're just seeing an at-bat quality that doesn't look savvy. I do think that it's fair and I think it's valid to question whether it be the approach to the organization, the hitting coaches, whatever it may be. They're just not getting it done in those situations. And we have enough evidence throughout the years to say, look, too many strikeouts in those big spots. And look, are these guys pressing? I absolutely think they are. I think they know the hype that's surrounding this team. They know what's at stake for this team and that it's success or failure, but still, they're just not getting it done. And you look at the top of the first inning, Gavin Stone, I mean, 33 pitches in that first inning, gave up just one run, thankfully, but he wasn't attacking the zone enough. He was nibbling around the edges. He has to find a way to attack hitters and do a better job of really working in the zone. Tonight, get to this afternoon, Gavin Stone, if you look at his final line, look, it wasn't awful. It wasn't bad by any stretch. He goes 3 1/3 innings, give 4 hits, 2 earned runs, 1 strikeout, but 72 pitches, just 38 for strikes in that 3 1/3. So he ended up settling down. He wasn't bad, but when you go just 3 1/3 innings, that's when the bullpen is depended upon, right? That's when you put the onus on the bullpen and the burden on that bullpen to go get it done. The Dodgers used 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 relievers today, and Yarbrough gives up 2 runs. Brazier gives up a home run on consecutive nights, and he's given up 5 runs, all home run balls this season. He's looking like a one-year wonder for the Dodgers so far, if we're being frank about that. Even Evan Phillips wasn't at his best in the 8th inning, even though that was a costly error by Mookie Betts. But if you just look at these situations, you should be able to generate more offense. And bottom of the first inning, that was the MV3 once again, right? Betts hits a leadoff double. Ohtani walks. And then what happens? Freddie Freeman, he singled to center. That scored a run to tie things at 1. What happens after that? Teoscar Hernandez goes down swinging. Muncy draws a walk. Outman strikes out swinging. And Páez strikes out swinging. Too many strikeouts for this Los Angeles Dodgers team. You just cannot have that, because if you're striking out, in the regular season, guess what? The pitching only gets better in the postseason. The situations only have more pressure. It's going to rear its ugly head once again. And this Dodgers team, who leads the entire league, not just with runners in scoring position. With runners in scoring positions, they have 63 strikeouts. That leads all of Major League Baseball. But also on top of that, 221 strikeouts for the Dodgers on the year. That also leads all of Major League Baseball. Yes, they played one more game than the Boston Red Sox, but still, the strikeouts from the offense has been a major problem early on. They had their opportunities in this one. And here's another thing. With Shohei Ohtani, he's not really getting that many pitches to hit. It was clear today what the game plan was for Shohei Ohtani, and they said, you know what, we're not going to let Shohei Ohtani beat us. He still was able to contribute, right? But if they're not going to pitch to Ohtani, and after that, you got guys that aren't stepping up and getting the job done, it's going to be difficult for him. And he still was out there doing a great job, but still, I mean, that's definitely something to consider. You jump to the 4th inning, 1-1 game. Grove was out there. He gives up a single to Wendell. That scored Nimmo. That made it 2-1 Mets. And he ends up getting out of that inning. But look, Grove, it wasn't terrible by any stretch, but you wanted to see a little more length from Gavin Stone. The command just wasn't there. You got to trust your stuff at this level. I mean, I think that's the thing with Gavin Stone, is if he's not working that four-seam fastball in the zone and missing bats, he's trying to catch the bottom of the zone. He's trying to be fine with the corners there, and he wasn't getting the calls. He got squeezed a couple times, but still, in those situations, it's definitely going to hurt. We got Teoscar Hernandez doesn't know how to hit a sac fly. We got Sam Vasquez, 120 wins, maybe 110 losses from Sam Vasquez. Gary A, the math doesn't really check out on that one, but it's all good. Gary A, baseball world, we'll have a party when the Dodgers lose. Let's check out some more. Dodgers are just bad. That's from Boarded Silver 95. By the way, if you're new to the channel, be sure to hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, hit that like button, comment done down below so you're eligible for our next giveaway. We're giving away.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new authentic Mookie Betts jersey, and all you have to do to be eligible to win is you subscribe and you comment done down below in the comment section. Also, I know your Dodgers lost, but give this show a like if you really want to support the channel. It really does help out. Dodgers need at least two more decent pitchers. Ozark, that's how you, when you look at this roster right now, it's like it was supposed to be deep, right? It looks thin. It looks like you got 3-4 good position players. It looks like you have, you know, 2-3-4 good pitchers, right? So I agree. We got to finish him from Josh Fire Roberts. Is it too much pressure to field? Jordan, look, pressure, you know, bust pipes or makes diamonds, right? This team is looking for those diamonds on that World Series ring, and I think that it's more of these guys are aging, and Muncy and Taylor and some of these guys that they really bet on, and they just haven't looked like they're the players they were a couple years ago so far. That can change. Let's not panic too much, right? Let's not jump off the ledge or anything like that. But it's frustrating. I think that there's a little bit of adjusting that has to be made, knowing that you can't be the same exact player you were, right? And I think that's kind of the big thing. I mean, Chris Taylor said yesterday after the game, right? I mean, you got to make adjustments. I mean, Freddie Freeman, he knew what was wrong with him. He said there was after the game, he said that it was a rotational issue with his hips. Look at the footage today. Freddie Freeman's hips look different than the day before, right? A little more in sync. You saw the rotation, and it was definitely a much better way to go about it. So these guys really are their own hitting coaches, but I definitely think that there's some pressing and too many big swings right now. Roy Estrada, hold on, Dodgers fans. I've called LAPD and requested they block all the bridges. Okay, that's a little extreme right there. Thomas Burry, Dodgers need to make some trades ASAP, preferably Willy Adames. He's not available right now. D-Mac, when will you agree Roberts has to go? Nando 390. Look, he's not the biggest piece of this puzzle. And look, if this team is in last place at the All-Star break, hey, maybe we'll revisit that conversation. But he is being dealt a bullpen that look at the bullpen. Only twice today in nine innings did the bullpen retire the side in order. You had Ryan Yarbrough in the fifth. And then later in the game, you had Nick Ramirez in the ninth. So two of those seven innings, whether it be Gavin Stone only going 3 1/3 innings, whether it be the rest of these bullpen pieces that just have been able to get the job done, you don't have enough execution and consistency and firepower out of that pen to rely upon when you're not getting enough length out of your starting pitching. It falls on roster construction. If today Dave Roberts had the best bullpen pieces and the best starter in the world, you think they would probably win or lose? Probably win, right? Look, I mean, I think that it's too premature for the Dave Roberts thing just because it runs deeper than that. The reason why I'm not so gung-ho fire Dave Roberts ever is because I know that, one, he actually is an asset for this team. He actually is the way he can weather the storm and give guys confidence. But two, nothing really would change because of the collaborative effort that goes into the roster construction with Andrew Friedman, baseball operations, the analytics department, right? It is a collaborative effort. We're talking a lot of people that are involved in making these decisions. So not a lot would change, right? They had four times bases loaded, not three. Yeah, no, today they had, I mean, they were 1-for-8, and they had multiple times with the bases loaded. We talked about it earlier. And look, 3-for-23 on the year, that's not going to get it done. But the bullpen, too, I mean, let's talk about this. Ryan Brazier, another one of my big takeaways today. So first big takeaway, the Dodgers have been a mind-boggling issue, just an absolute train wreck with the bases loaded this season. And my second big takeaway is the bullpen is looking like they're one of the worst in the sport to start the year, just like they were last season. Ryan Brazier, back-to-back days, he just isn't able to get the job done, and he has an ERA north of 8 at this point. I mean, it's just he needs to get better quickly to justify the situations that he's being put out. And Ryan Brazier was someone that the Dodgers love to have back. And he comes in there in the sixth inning, and 1-0 pitch, just hangs a slider, and Marte, he hits a bomb. It's a 2-2 game, goes as a three-run home run. And Ryan Brazier on the season, he has given up a ton of home runs, fifth home run of the season, and he gave up that bomb. He has the same number of home runs in 9 2/3 innings this season. No, so third home run on the year, so that's his third that he's given up this season. Three bombs he's served up this season in 9 2/3. That's how many he gave up for the entire 2023 season in 59 2/3 innings in Boston and L.A. So just think about that. Ryan Brazier has given up three home runs in 9 2/3. Last season, he had three home runs in 59 2/3. So that's just the crippling, that's the death blow right there. That's when I knew this game was probably going to be over for the Dodgers. Then even Evan Phillips. Evan Phillips hasn't even pitched this week, and he ends up giving up that unearned run there in the eighth because of that error by Mookie Betts. And if you guys have been watching this show this entire year, you guys know that when Mookie Betts went to shortstop, pretty much every single person in the Dodgers media was saying, oh, I love this move. I mean, it's a great story. Mookie Betts, so athletic, and there's nothing Mookie Betts can do. And look, I agree with that. And I do think Mookie Betts can play average-level shortstop, but I also have said this entire time, that was not the best decision for the Dodgers because you already have a top-five-level shortstop defensively in Miguel Rojas, and Mookie was supposed to play second base. This is not sustainable. Let Mookie focus on what he does best, and that is rake. That is produce offensively. So I want to see Mookie Betts back at second base more. I want to see Miguel Rojas at shortstop more. Ken Rosenthal said during the game something that we've been saying on this show for a couple of weeks, and that it's going to take about 150 plate appearances to truly evaluate Gavin Lux. But look, let's be honest here. What's best for the team is solidifying the defense at shortstop and letting Mookie go back to second base. And look, it's a great story, but I don't think it puts this team in the best position to have success. This team can win a World Series with Miguel Rojas at the shortstop spot. Put DMAC out there from Benji. Fire Roberts. Fire the hitting coaches. Annie Skywalker. BC Roberts post games will be cringe today. Lux is garbage from Bravia Feed. Nando, the problem is Robert Van Skoyak. Nando, we got the great prowler. All I have to say is LGM. Let's go Mets. DMAC for next Dodgers manager. Look, I mean, even the calls at the end, the strikeouts to James Outman, I mean, those are borderline calls. You saw Doc yelling from the dugout. Out. This team needs some spark. This team needs Dave Roberts to go out there and maybe kick some dirt a little bit. You need a little rah-rah. I don't care what anyone says. Baseball isn't football, right? You're not just running out of a tunnel to a bunch of fog and fireworks and smoke and you're going to go run and tackle someone. No, but sometimes a team needs a spark. This team clearly needs that spark. And I think that's the biggest thing that we're seeing right now. Just so many opportunities with the bases. I mean, how about this? Even in the bottom of the sixth inning, not even bases loaded. After Gavin Lux, he gets that after Páez to lead off the inning, he was hit by a pitch, and then Gavin Lux, he followed that up with a single to center. You got runners on first and second, and they have Austin Barnes up. Let's take a look at this at bat. First pitch takes the sinker low and away for strike one, kind of on the outside corner there. Then takes a ball, then fouls one off for the second strike. Then the fourth pitch of the at-bat, he swings and misses at a slider low and away. Austin Barnes in that situation needs to be putting the ball in play. If that means bunting, then you bunt. You got to have bunt with Austin Barnes in that situation. And then you turn the lineup over, and you give Betts and Ohtani a better opportunity. Betts next up, he walks. And that loaded the bases for Shohei Ohtani. And then Shohei Ohtani, he struck out swinging on a cutter on the inside corner. And he was a little frustrated. Then Freddie Freeman, next man up, bases loaded. He singled to center. That brought the Dodgers within one at 5-4. And then Teoscar Hernandez, he draws a walk. And then Max Muncy, the one time they put it in play outside of Freddie Freeman's single with the bases loaded, Max Muncy hits a grounder to first, and Pete Alonso makes a great play on it and dives to first to make the tag. So they get two runs on two hits in that inning. Joe Kelly, Alex Vesia, they combined to pitch the seventh. A little bit of some inconsistency there. Joe Kelly walked Stewart. McNeil doubled to right. But still, they were able to get the job done. Vesia, he got Beatty to fly to right. So they were fine that inning. But the top of the eighth, unfortunately, you can't keep it at 5-4. You can't keep it a one-run deficit. Lindor's single to left scored Marte to make it 6-4, and this was after that Mookie Betts error. So, yeah, just not enough from this Dodgers team. Just the execution was poor. At-bat quality wasn't good enough. Too many long swings. People, look, and James Outman, let's look at the box score really quick. And, I mean, Lux goes 1-for-5. Páez 0-for-4. Outman goes 1-for-5. And look, I know that there's some people that want to see James Outman as your everyday guy. You got to platoon him at this point, all right? You got to platoon Gavin Lux at this point, okay? These guys have not earned the right to not get platooned. And look, they've gotten their run, right? But this is a performance-based business, and you have to earn that right. And the production just doesn't justify it in those situations. And you look at just the team as a whole, they go 2-for-12 with runners in scoring position. They left 13 men on base. So, yeah, just not getting it done. Bring back Kirsch. That's from Alex. We got BC says, hey. Pibble said, I hope Glasnow brings his A game tomorrow and offense shows up. Yeah, absolutely. They need Tyler Glasnow to be the stopper. I think that he absolutely has a chance to be. Lux is a goner from Michael Carrillo. The Mets are our bad clone, Cole. I smell an IL stint coming for Ryan Brazier. We got, I agree. We got Dinos 5150. That's because we have Lux. Terrible decision. Have Mookie playing shortstop. Jason Diamond. We got to Jason Hayward can help us. Look, Jason Hayward, we don't even know what his role is going to be, right? I think he's someone who factors in to be a platoon bat right away. So that's, look, there's really, look, I mean, everyone yesterday saying, well, hey, Freddie Freeman, maybe move him to the two hole, right? That's not the problem. That isn't. I mean, the lineup quality. We got Richard Flores. What up, Richard? Appreciate that super chat over there. Give me a U-win for that. That's not the problem. Look at Freddie Freeman today, right? Two singles. Got on base. The top of the lineup isn't the problem. You need more from Will Smith. You need more from Teoscar Hernandez. You need more from Max Muncy. And the bottom of the lineup, they're right at the bottom in the 7-8-9 spot when it comes to production. Doesn't really matter where you put those guys right now if they're not hitting. And look, could you mix things up? You absolutely could. But I think the best thing for this team is to just hit to their capabilities, right? Do what they've done in the past and put more respectable at-bats together, and then you're going to generate more offense. But if you're giving up, if your bullpen's blowing it every single game, then look, you better outscore your opponent every game by 4 or 5. You got to bullpen proof this lead at this point, or it's going to be shaky, right? We got Z-Corp, shaky defense, committed several more costly errors emerging. Yeah, I agree with that one too. The defense has been sloppy. Isn't it funny when you slump, how it just bleeds into everything, right? Bad at-bats lead to bad defense and bad bullpen play, not getting enough length from your starting rotation. I mean, when it rains, it pours, right? AJ Alexander, Dodgers middle relief is awful. Yeah, couldn't agree more. It's bad right now. So let's keep going down here. We need Gratterall back from Joe Bustos. He won't be back until the end of May. So he better find a way to right this ship before then. Gary A, worst contract since Luol Deng is Yamamoto's. No, I disagree. Yamamoto is actually, look at me, I thought when he battled, got his way out of that fourth inning yesterday with runners on second and third, I was really, really proud of Yamamoto, and he's got nasty stuff. He's an asset. He's a strength, I think. He's a 25-year-old rookie, okay, that has a strikeout rate over 30%. D-Max, number one fan. Give you a fire take just for that name right there. Roberts is too much of a nice guy. If we're down, don't just there get some effing fire going under your guys. Give them some kind of life. The guy looks like he's just going through the motions. And look, he plays it even keel. And yeah, I definitely think that Dave is in a tough spot. He's in a tough spot when you consider the hype that's surrounding this team. And we knew going into the season that the first slide they went on, and don't kid yourself, they're on a slide. This is their first three-game losing streak of the season. And yeah, it's going to fall on Dave Roberts. People are going to point the finger. And he is the guy that's going to take a lot of that blame. But carnivorous lunar activity, streak now, or slum now, streak later. I agree. We need our pitching vets. That's from Alex Arriaga. I love the Dodgers. This team is so frustrating. Sam Vasquez, I have a headache. I blame Dave Roberts. It's Saturday. It's a sunny day. Lakers are playing. It's going to be okay, guys. Richard Flores, runners on first and second. Man, these comments are flying today, guys. Thanks for joining us here. The bullpen is really bad from Robert Thomas Burry. Why is Austin Barnes still on the Dodgers? Jeremy, who would you trade for? Look, I mean, I think you need some more pop in the bottom of that lineup. And I think with the versatility in the outfield, the fact that you can use left and right, put Mookie back at second. You can play him at short occasionally. I think that, look, Tyler O'Neill is a name that I've had my eyes on if he becomes available. But the Red Sox are a surprise team right now, and they're not going to be dealing him. Jesse Winker is another outfielder that could be available at some point this season. Willy Adames. I've been saying Willy Adames before anyone, right? I've been saying Willy Adames since 2021 as a potential option after Corey Seager and Trey Turner, everything that we talked about when we did our long-term shortstop special. So, look, it's not going to happen right now. So you're going to have to weather the storm and use this time to say, you know what? Gavin Lux, 150 plate appearances. You're batting 100. Can't happen, right? And honestly, a good day for Gavin Lux. He did strike out. Didn't have his best day, but to see him get a single is definitely, considering how he's performed at the plate of late, is definitely encouraging. But outside of Freddie Freeman's big day and Ohtani just being Ohtani, have no complaints about Ohtani and Mookie. But like I said, they reached base 12 times and he only scored 4 runs. So outside of those three, you need more. Max Muncy, he's been awful with runners in scoring position this season. James Altman has struggled with runners in scoring position this season. They need to find a way to execute better in those situations and not go up there with these massive swings. I mean, your little league coach will
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You go up there, you take your one big swing, right? You don't get it, then you come back with your second and third swings to put it in play, right? Sometimes you have to sacrifice a little bit, and it feels like these guys are trying to get out of their own slumps with these big moments. And I think that the emphasis on slugging, you guys know, if you want the dub, you got to slug. But if you can't slug, then you have to go to plan B. And I think you need more of an A swing, a B swing, and a C swing. Not seeing many B and C swings up there in these situations. So we got Mr. Seabad, wonder if Teoscar is in a tree wearing only... Okay, what the heck? Nando, fire whoever said Hayward will help this team. Okay, I'm just reading the comments. Don't shoot the messenger. Shane Rochester, just think about 2025, y'all. We'll have Shohei and probably Kirsch back. Hey, 2024 is still a year. Doug, I'm not being rah-rah. What are you talking about? Team's too nice. Looks like we ain't got no dog in that locker room. So you're looking for that dog. Look, this team, like, I agree. I mean, Ohtani's not going to be a guy that's going to, you know, get the guys going. Mookie, is it his personality? Freddie, is his personality? I think it's a fair question to ask who really is that guy with this team. We know it was Justin Turner in the past. Last season, Jason Hayward, Miguel Rojas, a lot of these guys had big leadership roles. It makes you wonder if this team, where they sit with so many veterans, they probably think they don't need that because of their track record, All-Stars, Hall of Famers. They probably think they don't need that, but they look flat out there. They look flat. They look like they're not having fun. They look frustrated. I mean, Gavin Stone looked frustrated that whole first inning, right? Things aren't always going to go your way in Major League Baseball, right? Baseball is the sport of failure, okay? That's how it is. You fail in baseball. You get a base hit 3 out of 10 times, you're a Hall of Famer. You guys know the quote. So you have to use that mental strength to kind of get through this. But I definitely think that you need more of an edge. And look, if this truly is the other team's World Series, well, guess what? Go out there and make it your World Series. Why not? You know, just for the time being. And you know how they're going to get your best shot. Well, hey, that's what you signed up for by going with this organization. Michael Biljan, we need a shortstop like Adames, Tim Anderson, or if the Blue Jays are out of contention on Bichette. All names we've talked about on the show for a long time. Tim Anderson, I think, look, I mean, definitely has a longer track record than Mookie Betts. There's no question about it. But his defense has been bad for a couple years now, and he's struggling this season. I mean, he has a 61 OPS plus, no home runs. I mean, Tim Anderson and myself have the same amount of home runs this season. Talked about getting Lindor, and look at it. We're just like 170. Lux looked good today from Mr. Seabad. You are starting to see a little better rhythm from Lux at the plate. Not a ton of hard contact, which is kind of my concern. He's in the 1 percentile in barrel percentage, but you never know. I mean, it's kind of like that one thing where the guy's chipping through the cave, right? And you don't know how close you are to really breaking through. Maybe Gavin Lux is going to click at some point, and you just kind of have to live through this and think about the fact that he hasn't played baseball in over a year. He's coming back from a gruesome injury. So that's kind of the Michelotta half full take on that. Damon McClain, the top Vern is responsible. We got Will Smith hitting 350 plus. Roy Estrada not worried, frustrated but not worried. D-Mac for shortstop. Look, I actually have played shortstop at Dodger Stadium. The throw is so much longer than I remember from back in the day. I don't think I got the range for it. I don't think I got the range. Doug Davis to blame from Gregory Peach. Jay Bear, 927, they need to get the vibes going in the clubhouse. Maybe that will light something up. They definitely need that moment and that series where it feels like they become a team. I definitely agree with that. Bring in Mike Socia, fire Dave Roberts. Dodgers are unwatchable. You sound like my mom. That's what she texted me after this game. Board Silver, 95. Change lineup and get some pitchers from the minors. Jinjo Star. Look, Kyle Hurt, he was sent to the IL with shoulder inflammation. Bobby Miller, he's on the shelf with shoulder inflammation. Not only is this team reeling, but they're missing key pieces as well. So, yeah, I mean, Dodgers down bad at the moment. But thankfully, think about what the Dodgers' bad is. The Dodgers' bad is still being in first place in their division while they're still trying to work the kinks out with a team that is a brand new roster, essentially, with a lot of returning pieces, but a lot of key new members that are trying to figure things out. So let's do some more comments. Hello, DMAC. What up, Robert? Adam, I'm glad I'm not the one of those bozos with an Ohtani jersey. AJ Alexander, it's not Robert's fault. He's a good manager. He has a steady demeanor. And many players are underperforming and not executing properly. That's on the players, not the manager. Dudes are getting paid an awful amount of money to suck. The players need to man up and play better. Look, Dave Roberts can't throw the baseball. He can't swing the bat. And all that is true, but Dave knows what he signed up for. And Dave knows that when they're not getting the results, that he's going to answer tough questions. And that's all true, but they need a spark. And Dave has to find a way to get this team a spark where they're currently sitting at. Because right now, it's just not good. I mean, a lot of road games coming up. Still dealing with those injuries. Bullpen. I mean, come on now. This bullpen, they're a tire fire right now. There's no way to sugarcoat it. BC, Mets, very old players could still easily beat the Dodgers. What the F happened to the Dodgers? Couple more here. We're still in first place. Yeah. Hey, honestly, first place is, like I said, it's still, you want to be in first place for sure, but this team has much bigger goals than a division title. We have to take shots now with every strikeout. That's from Janet. Yeah, let's do that. I like that, Janet Valenzuela. She says, take a shot. Well, your blood alcohol level is pretty similar to some of these guys' batting averages with runners in scoring position if you do that. Juice, don't forget, if you want the dub, you've got to mitigate the slug. Exactly. It goes both ways. Juice narrows. David M. spending $700 million on one player and looking like a losing team is not working for me. Jonathan Robles, what would you do, Doug, if you were the Dodgers manager? Look, at this point, I think you really hope that you get better performance from the guys that you've trusted in these roles. You want to see more from Max Muncy, Will Smith, and Teoscar Hernandez. What a really good start to the season. But if I'm Dave Roberts, I'm looking at this starting rotation. I'm hoping that I get 6-7 innings out of Tyler Glass now, and he needs more length from his starting rotation. So really, where does he go? As far as a personnel standpoint, I mean, if you really shuffle things in the bottom of the order, what big of a difference is that going to make, right? I would definitely not trust Ryan Brazier in high leverage situations right now. I think that you have certain guys in this bullpen, really Evan Phillips. Outside of that, it's tough to trust. So really, I mean, this is the roster you're working with right now. And until guys get fully healthy, you don't have too many options. You just don't. I mean, these are the breaks for Roberts right now. And today they should have won. I mean, today they should have won this game, okay? Put the ball in play. If I'm Dave Roberts, hey, I'm having discussions with all these guys, and I'm breaking down the tape, and I'm saying, okay, in this at-bat during this swing, what's going through your mind, okay? Because, like I said, need some more B and C swings in those moments. So I think it's more about trying to optimize what they have internally, because they're not going to make a big trade right now. You don't have another big minor league offensive weapon that's going to come up. I mean, Miguel Vargas, I love Miggy Varg. Is he going to change the Dodgers season in a massive way? Probably not, okay? Learn to bunt Lux. Some small ball in certain spots definitely wouldn't hurt this team. It definitely wouldn't. They don't like to give up outs. D-Max stands for Dodgers, making all I'm going to keep running them out there. Yes, Dave, we know that's what Andrew Freeman told you. You have to do. I think really it's just take control. Definitely take control of this. D-Mac predicted to sweep the series. I'll own up to it. I definitely thought the Dodgers would get on track. I really said they would take 2 out of 3, but I just switched it at the end. But look, I mean, trust me, I'm around these guys, you know, 3, 4, 5 days a week. I know the problems that they're dealing with. And look, they should have won yesterday. They should have won today. I mean, yesterday you lose by a larger margin, but you just can't trust the bullpen right now. And that's really the issue. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Dodgers Nation post-game show. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow. A couple more walk-off shots. Get rid of Alex. Get Earl Hershiser out of the booth and on the mound for Sunday. That's a fire one. Trip ahoy. Miggy Rojas should be our everyday shortstop and keep Betts at second. Who's been saying that this entire time? Who has said that this entire time and never wavered? I was firm on that this entire time. That if Gavin Lux was going to be the shortstop, you can't do that to Mookie Betts at age 31. You have to give Miguel the keys to that position. So I totally agree with that take. Doug, it's ugly. I agree. It's not pretty right now. I'll just put it that way. A and B needs to DFA led yesterday. Absolutely. No doubt about it. Send the Dodgers to the plate with no bats. They don't need them. That's a burn. It's a rose from Sam Dodgers. Delirium 9. That's exactly what's so uneasy about watching this team in the past week. It's how the Dodgers play in October. But that is going to do it, guys, for this episode of the Dodgers Nation postgame show. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. If you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the number one Dodgers YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, and do me a huge favor, hit that like, send the vibes the right direction on the way out, and hit that like button, and also comment done down below. Remember, nothing brings us together quite like Dodger baseball. Until next time, think blue.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.